This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba. We're continuing in Masechta Nedarim, Daf Samach Dalet. Tonight we do Samach Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah brought a machlokes, Rabbi Elazar, and the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar says we could be paiseach for a person b'chvayd aviv v'imai, in the honor of his father and mother. We could say to him, you know, if you would have known what a disgrace you're bringing to your parents, would you have made the neder? So if he says no, we could be paiseach that way. The chamim oisim, the chamim say we can't be paiseach that way, because basically the guy would never have the audacity to say, yeah, I would have done it even though I knew it would be a disgrace to my father and mother. We have to assume he would lie. The chachamim say no. I'm sorry, Reb Lezer says we could trust him. If, in fact, he would have still made the neder, despite the fact that it's a disgrace to his parent, he would have told us. The fact that he says he wouldn't, we could trust him. Okay. So the Gemara says, my ein nedarim. By the way, the Mishnah then said that Amar Rav Tzadok Ad she'poischin lo b'chvayd avi v'ima yiftachu l'chvayd ha'makom. Rav Tzadok says, in that case, why can't we be paiseach b'chvayd ha'makom? B'chvayd ha'makom meaning, why don't we say, if you would have known what a disgrace you're bringing to Hashem, would you ever made that nether? And Rav Tzadok says that based on the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, we should be able to extrapolate and be paiseach b'chvayd ha'makom. And the Mishnah says that the Chachamim said back, "Imkein ein nedarim." If that would be the case, there would be no nedarim. Now the Gemara is going to explain what that means. That if that would be the case, there would be no nedarim. My ein nedarim. What does it mean? There would be no nedarim. Amar Abaye, imkein ein nedarim nitaren yafe. Then nedarim would not be annulled properly. What does that mean? Because even if in the beginning you would not have refrained because of kara makom, nobody would have the audacity to say before a chacham and lie and say, you know, if I would have known, I never would have made the neder. So if that's the case, nedarim would never be annulled properly, because we would have to assume that even if in the beginning he would not refrain from making the neder, he would never have the audacity to say and lie and said, I still would have made the neder even had I known it would have been a disgrace to Hashem. So we would have to assume that a person would be ashamed to say that he would have done it despite the fact that it would be a disgrace to Hashem. So therefore, even though the Rabbi Lezer says poischin la'adam b'chvayt aviv, the Rabbi Lezer says ein poischin b'chvayt hamakim. Okay. Now Rava brings a different reason. Rava says, v'Rava amar imkein ein nedarim nishalom l'chacham. If that's the case, then people are not going to bring nedarim to a chacham to be mater. Because basically, if every single neder, we could always apply a Pesach that had the person known it would be a dishonor to Hashem, they never would have done it. So people say, why do I need to go to a chacham? There's always this standard Pesach that had I known it would be a disgrace to Hashem's name, I never would have made the neder. So since you have this standard Pesach, this would make it that people are not going to go to Chachamim anymore. So to avoid that, we cannot allow such a Pesach. Look in the Ran, V'Rava Amar, Kain Ein Nedarim Nesham L'Chachamim, Kain D'Poischin Loi, B'Chvayt HaMakayim, Lo Yehu Nedarim Neshalim L'Chacham, Shekalech Vecha Poischach Pesach Zal Atzmai, everyone would open this Pesach to them for themselves. Sharei Pesach Zeroi L'Chol HaNedarim, because this Pesach is applicable for all Nedarim. So now we have Machlokes Abaye and Rava. Abaye says then Nedarim will become mutter unrightfully, and Rava says people will stop going to the Chachamim. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Moedim Chachamim L'Rabbi Elazar, The Chachamim agreed to Rebbe Lezer, but davar shebeino lebein av imai, that if it's a neder between him and his father and mother, shepoyschin loy bechvayd av imai, that kind of neder we could open for him for the honor of his father and mother, even though the Chachamim say we are not poiseach pesach lechvayd av imai, because we can't trust the guy to say that if he would have known, he never would have made the neder. But if the neder is noigea, the father and mother themselves, then that is a Pesach. So Gemara says like this: Bishlam ala Abaye de Amar imkein eni darim nitarin. According to Abaye, that the reason why we can't allow bechvayd hamakoyim as a way to be paiseach meaning, let's say Abaye, who said "Imkain ein nidarim ein nidarim nitar ein nidarim nitarim yafe." Right, the lashon of the Mishnah was "ein nidarim." So Abaye says "ein nidarim nitarim yafe." Bishlam, according to that the reason why the Chachamim don't, the reason why Rebbe Lezer does not allow the Nedarim of Mechvayt HaMakoyim is because we can't trust someone. And Rebbe Lezer says we could trust someone regarding their father and mother, because if they were, they would never lie and say, oh, if I would have known that this is a disgrace to my father and mother, I never would have made the neder. And let's say the Chachamim say, no, we can't trust anyone even regarding their father and mother. So in this case, Hacha here, kiven de ichsifle, ha ichsifle. In this case, we could trust the guy. Why? Because this guy already had the chutzpah to say that they're asering their father and mother. So that means he has the chutzpah to make the neder, even though he knows it's against his own father and mother. So then he would also have the chutzpah to say, you know, I would have still made the neder having known it's an affront to them. Meaning, we know that everybody agrees we're not poiseach b'chvayt hamakai. So if the reason is, according to Abaye, that we don't trust somebody because nobody would have the chutzpah to tell us they would still make the neder, even though it's an affront to Hashem. In this case, where a person made the neder as an affront to their parent, then we would trust them if they say, if they would have known, they never would have done it. Because they would have the chutzpah to say, I would have done it even though it's an affront to them, because he did it. Ala Rava, but according to Rava, that the reason why we have a problem saying that Pesach lechvayt hamakoyim is not a valid Pesach, because then everyone will just be matir their own nedarim. Ela Rava d'amrim kein ein nedarim neshalim l'chacham. But according to Rava, who said, if so, nedarim would not be permitted for a chacham, hacha amai poislin. So then why, if it's a neder against the parent, why would we allow that as a Pesach? Why aren't we afraid that if every time there's a neder against a parent, you could just matter it. Why aren't we afraid that a person won't go to a chacham? Why aren't we afraid that a person will just matter it himself? If when a neder is against a parent, right, we're saying the chachamim are moide to Rebbe Lezer, that if it's a neder against the parent, then, why are we afraid that people will stop going to Chachamim? So Gemara says very simply, Amri, because they're going to say, Kivan dechol nidrei loisagi lohain delav chacham. All nidarim, it's not enough not to have a Chacham. You have to have a Chacham. All other nidarim, you can't just matter without a Chacham. So, for example, in which case, if you're Poseach, in general, all other Psachim require Chachamim. Hachanami Poschim. Here too, they're going to have to go to a Chacham to accept the Pesach. Let's see the Ran. Tananu, Moedim Chacham L'Rav Lazar, Kivan D'Ichsef Le Ha'Ichsef, Shekivan Shemetchila, He is Panav. Since in the beginning they were chutzpahdik, la'asran, b'hana asai, ta'asa them in hana, ichtzaf. So he has chutzpah, sh'a poiskun lai b'chvaydan, and if he's poiseach, in their kavod lai mishaker. They're not going to lie. Mishum hachi, and therefore, poiskun, we are poiseach, the lekel meichash. There's nothing to be concerned for. But according to Rava, that the reason is, and people are not going to go to a chacham. So why aren't we afraid people won't go to a chacham? Kivan the chol nidre loy sagi loha b'loy chacham shari b'shar nidarem by other darim poiskim behem b'kvayd aviv imai. On other stama zayin nidarem, we're not just going to open up a pesach l'kvayd aviv imai. It's only if the nether was against aviv imai. When we talk she'eni yodeh limtza behem pesach. Since by other nedarim, they won't know how to find the Pesach, tzarchu she'elcha etzel chacham, he's going to have to go to a chacham. Hachanami poiskin. Here also, even in this case where we do have a Pesach, he's going to go to a chacham. Shemitach shehor golelech etzel chacham, since he's accustomed to going to a chacham, af ben nedarim halalu, yelech etzlai. So by these nedarim, he'll also go to him. Okay. Now, this is going back on what the Mishnah said. Rabbi Lezer says we're poisech benoilad. The Chachamim say we're not poisech benoilad. So, for example, if you say, I'm not going to get hanah from a certain person and he became a Talmud Chacham, or he's marrying off his son, and you say, if I would have known that he became a Talmud Chacham or he's marrying off his son, I wouldn't have made a nether. So then, it's machloikes, whether poiseach benoilad. Let's see the rans on that. Va'oidam Rav Lazar poischem benoilad. Af agav de afseku rabbanan lemil seid Rav Lazar. The ran says something very interesting. Because earlier on the Mishnah, the rabbis interrupted what Rav Lazar is saying. So what's the va'oid? Usually shas is medayik. When it says va'oid, afagav the dayak hashas hachi b'perek oisin pasin, here the va'oid can mean something specific. The shani hacha, the havila hatera. The va'oid here is another leniency. The koicha de hatera olam tuva. The power of leniency is very strong. Mishum hachi, for this reason, afagav the afsakura banal mosayu kotani va'oid. In other words, if you look in the Mishnah, first Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim argue about whether you're poiseach b'chvayt aviv imai, the chachamim interrupt. The Gemara, the Mishnah brought the chachamim moedet to Rabbi Lezer b'davar shabeinoi lebein aviv, and then it brings a va'oid. So the Ran is trouble. What's a va'oid? Usually va'oid has a special significance. He says in this case the special significance is that the Rabbi Lezer has a leniency. And the power of leniency is strong. The Chachamim Oisrin Mishum de Pas Pesach de Shchiachu de Mashvi Leila Neder Neder Tos Avol Noilad Loi. Why do the Chachamim say you can't use Noilad? You could only use a Pesach. A Pesach is something which is common. Something which is likely, you could say, you know, I made the nether in vain. If I would have realized X, Y, and Z, which is so likely, I never would have made the nether. But you can't say, if I would have known X, Y, and Z would happen, I never would have made the nether, because X, Y, and Z was not supposed to happen. In other words, the Chachamim say there's a difference between a Pesach and Noilad. We can only be matter if something is common. Meaning we have to say like this. We tell the guy, you know, if you would have thought about this possibility, would you have made the nether? So he says, if it's a common thing that comes up, he could legitimately say, no, I wouldn't have made the nether. Because this is something that's likely to come up. He could say, I wouldn't have made the nether. But if it's something so unlikely, he can't say, oh, if I would have known about this possibility, I wouldn't have made the nether. He would have, because he wouldn't have thought that this possibility would happen. Venasa Soifer, the Ran says, this is going back on the Mishnah. Fitzarch Lai Tamir, a Talmud Chacham is always needed, Oisha Yamasi Espinoi, Uragilin, Lechol, Besudas Hanasun, and he frequently eats at this guy eats at marriage ceremonies. Reb Lezer Matar Chum Oisu Mishum Denakat Bavi Tuva. Because the Mishnah picked a bunch of cases, Hadar Vetana Debekulu Reb Lezer Matar Chachamim Oisrin. That's why the Mishnah ends off Reb Lezer Matar Chum Oisrin, because it's going on all the above mentioned cases in the Mishnah. So let's go back to the Gemara. Va'oid Amar Reb Lezer Poischin Menoilad. Chulu. My time with Rebbe Lezer. What's the raya that we're poseach benoilad? The pasuk says, "Vayoyel Moshe lo sheves asoish." Moshe swore to stay with Yisrael. What does it mean? He swore. He swore he wouldn't leave without permission. Okay. And all of a sudden, Hashem tells Moshe. Now, why did Moshe swear? Why would he do that? It's because he said, "You know what? Why not? They want to kill me anyway in Egypt. Why should I go back?" So Hashem comes to Moshe and says, don't worry, the people wanted to kill you died. So what Hashem in effect is doing is, he's being matir his nether. Hashem is in effect being matir the nether. He's being poiseach a pesach. He's saying, don't worry, you made the nether because you thought they wanted to kill you, but those people are dead. Says Gemara, my time to Rebbe Lezer, Amar of Chizda, the Amar Kra, Kimeisu kol anoshim. But Misa is an unlikely scenario of a Misa denoiladu. Mikan shepoischim benoilad. See the Ran, my town, the Rebbe Lezer, the Ilu Rabbanon, Mestarba Tamayo, Kidikasim, the Masnisen. We don't have to ask what's the reason of the Chachamim. The reason of the Chachamim is simple. Noilad is unlikely, so why should it be a valid Pesach? But why does Rebbe Lezer say it is a valid Pesach? Even though Jethro made Moses swear, nevertheless, Moshe only swore, he was afraid of Dasam Avirim. Therefore Hashem gave him a Pesach, namely, Kimesu Ka Anoshim HaMavakshim Esnavshecha. For Rabbanon, my time, Mayu. Okay, back to the Gemara. What did the Rabbanon say? Doesn't this show that you're Poseach, but Pesach? So the Chum said, no, they never died. For Rabbanon, my time, Mayu. Kasavri Hanu mi Maisu. Did Dasan and Aviram die? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishum Rabbi Shem ben Yochai. Komakum Shenemar Nitzim Venitzavim. Whenever it says in the Chumash. Standing straight, Einon Ela Dasam Aviram, it's referring to Dasam Aviram, which means that they were around much later on. So what does it mean that they died? Ela Amar Reish Lakish Sheyardu Minichseihen. Reish Lakish says that they had a financial downfall. We're going to see a big question is, there are four people who are considered as if they're dead, so maybe it means they became a Metzora. Maybe it means they became blind. Maybe it means they lost their children. Says the Ran. Rabbanu, my time, my avdu b'haikra. What do I do with this pasuk? Kasara hanu mi ma'isi b'tmiya. Kamakim shenemer nitzim nitzama inam eladas ma'avirim. Nitzim shnei anoshim ivrim. Nitzim. Where do we find nitzim? Shnei anoshim ivrim nitzim. Nitzavim t'chsiv. Vayivku es Moshe v'yasara nitzavim likrasam. So these are the people that Moshe tattled on. They were nitzim and nitzavim. Now we don't know who they were, But now it's being revealed that they were dasan ba'avir v'le'adina maninu ama oisin anashim shahayu nitzim. Those men who were quarreling shehoshinu l'maisha, that tattled on Moshe, dasan ba'avir hayu. But they were around much later on v'himatsim hayu ba'adas koirach. They themselves were in the community of Korach v'shmamina d'loy mesu. Ela amare shlokish sheyardu minachseyem. B'hachi mefarshi le'i rabbanan l'haikra d'chi mesu. Then the Gemara continues. Amar Reb Shua ben Levi, kol adam she'en lo banim, one who doesn't have children, chashuv kmeis, shenemar hava li banim v'im'ayin meis anoichi. Rachel says, give me children, otherwise it's like I'm dead. So we see someone who doesn't have children, it's like they're dead. V'tanya, arba chashuvin kmeis, ani umetzayra v'suma. In reference to Das Vaviram, it says they died even though they only became poor. Mitzayra dechsev, that Moshe davened for Miriam, al na tihi kemes, let her not be like she's dead. And she was a mitzayra. Vesuma dechsev, b'machashakim hoshivani kemesi ha'olam, in darkness you situated me like the dead of the world. So the obvious question is, so how do you know Dasan v'Aviram were poor? Maybe they were blind, maybe they were without children, maybe they were a Metzora. So the Ran says, Arba Hashem Kemez Kfar Perashi B'Perakama Minalan de yardu minachseihem, tvei mechad mehanach arba. The Ran says, I already explained earlier on in the Masechta, how do I know that they became poor as opposed to one of the other four phenomenon? So basically, what we had before is if they were mitzayraim, that wouldn't be a reason why Moshe doesn't have to be afraid of them. Also, if Dasan v'Aviram had children, also would that have been a reason why Moshe doesn't have to be afraid of them? And if they were blind, the pasuk says Ha'ini Anoshim Ahim Tanakir. So that only leaves us with one alternative. You know, everybody knows that who has say, the Baal Hameya has the Deya. So Hashem was saying, don't worry about them. They don't have money anymore. You don't have to be worried about them. Now, are these question? But still, doesn't this show poischin benoilad? Because all of these things are scenarios. Meaning, we're saying, okay, you don't have a raya poischin benoilad because they didn't die. They had one of these four scenarios. So look in the bottom line in the Ran. V'oini lav noiladhu. Poverty is not a new circumstance. Amrav ze'iro hanias mitsuya. Poverty is common. V'tahus lav noiladhu. What's tahus? Charata. Amrav ila hatos mitsuya. Basically, it's a gagal achoser ba'olam. Poverty, that's the cycle of life. We're not going to apply noilad to anios. So therefore, we don't have a raya. Therefore, the chachamim say ain poischem noilad, because Hashem was not poisech because they died. Death is noilad.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.